That $25 million US loan guarantee for Kensington Oval has been under some scrutiny in the Barbados Senate. Here's what Minister in the Prime Minister's Office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, had to say as she led off the debate.
So that while we will see on the face of it, yes, that this is a loan that is about preparing us for the World Cup, the investment will have further downstream benefits. One for Kensington itself, but also as well, Mr. President, for the economy as well.
According to Government Senator Gregory Nicholls, part of the money is going to improve Kensington for the largest such tournament hosted by the ICC.
20 teams.
Independent Senator Andrew Malalou noted that a government guarantee has become necessary because the company running Kensington Oval, COMI, cannot stand on its own financially. And it was his observation that it appears that government is completely rebuilding the place.
I've heard bathrooms, player pavilion, officials area, light towers, temporary stands, hospitalities, big screen. And yet, is the whole place?
According to Senator Malalou, the guarantee lacks a business plan. And while government is giving priority to this, visitors and locals are sweating at the airport because the air conditioning has been malfunctioning for the past 3 years. He sees it as misplaced priorities.
This is a guarantee, and unfortunately for me as a business person, if you bring a guarantee to me, come to me with a business plan, and I will make a decision. If you don't have a business plan and it's a priority, let me make sure you got your priorities right.
Fellow independent senator Dr. Christina Hines was worried that the 7% interest rate appears too high when matched against recognized international benchmarks.
But this is a fixed interest rate that we are dealing with. So, first of all, in my estimation, it is a high one. Secondly, I would really want to know if there is the ability to negotiate this downwards.
Government Senator and Secretary of the Barbados Cricket Association, Gregory Nicholls, sought to counter the reservations raised. He said Kensington Oval is not run down, but needs to be refurbished.
It has to be upgraded and maintained. So that to say that it has not been maintained is a little bit too far of a statement because it is not a derelict structure. And I thought it was unfortunate to hear that there is an allegation that the governments, successive governments, have not been maintaining Kensington Oval.
To support his position, he gave this example.
Mr. President, the large screen at Kensington was put in place in 2010 for the 2010 World Cup. I don't think anybody in here has a television that might be bought in 2010 that is still working in their home, given the advances in technology.
And Senator Nicholls held the view that if you want an ultra-modern sports facility, then Kensington has to be upgraded.
I can tell you, Mr. President, that in the discussions with the government, wearing another hat, that the Honourable Prime Minister was very resolute that before any determination is made on the hosting of Cricket World Cup or bidding for it, that the BCA, the Barbados Cricket Association, of which I have the distinct honour and privilege to be its secretary of the board, was required to submit an upgraded cricket development plan. And we had done a development plan in the BCA around 2017-18. And one of the major challenges that we had was we did not have sufficient funding to move Barbados' cricket platform and infrastructure from that of running our mature competitions to semi-professional. Because there is no way in the world that we're going to be able to compete successfully in international cricket arena until we move all of our national sporting cricketing infrastructure to a level where we move from amateurs playing club cricket on Saturday until we move to a stage where we have people who can make a living playing cricket.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.